Hi, Anne.
Dr. Hanscrip.
Hi.
I, too, enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I've been having itchy scalp and some hair loss. I've been to two dermatologists, but I haven't really, as I feel, received a solution.
Okay.
One of them suggested I do an allergy test.
Okay.
So I don't know where to go from there.
Okay. Is your hair thinning all over, or is it in certain spots on your scalp?
In certain areas.
Okay. And is it more, say, on the top of your head, or is it at the lining?
Toward the front of my
skull. And did the dermatologists, either of them, did they do a biopsy of the hair follicle?
One of them did.
Okay, and there wasn't really anything conclusive from that?
No, but what I realized was I had washed my hair and then collected the hair samples.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if that erased some of the...
Oh, I think it would still be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because one of the things they look for is the level of a hormone called dihydrotestosterone, because sometimes that can build up in the hair follicle and cause hair loss, and that wouldn't be something that gets washed away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get permanence, and I do color my hair.
Okay.
So, I've tried changing shampoos and conditioners. It doesn't itch all the time, but occasionally it's kind of intense in certain spots.
Okay. Well, I'd say if we're excluding the color and the permanent chemicals leading to hair loss, which I know that is a possibility, but if we say, okay, that's been ruled out just for the sake of talking about other causes.
Right. The first doctor said, just go ahead.
Yeah.
I could do that, but the second doctor seemed a little concerned.
Sure, understandably. But the itching that you mentioned, I would agree that the itching, it could be either. It could be a sign of hair loss. Sometimes people get itching before the hair loss occurs, and then the itching could also be from some sort of an allergy or sensitivity. And I do encourage people who have itching, if we know it's not really correlated with the hair loss, that they do food sensitivity screening and figure out which food could be a culprit. And it's actually really helpful information. We do at the Tahoma Clinic at the Meridian Valley Lab right next door, we do a blood draw that screens for at least 95 different foods.
Oh.
And it is, I think, highly helpful, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But then if I think of other reasons for hair loss itself, that one ad that I was talking about, the Green Medicine newsletter in November, Dr. Wright's talking about this gastropause, where our stomach will decline in the acid that it produces, which results in malnutrition, meaning we're just not absorbing our nutrients as well. But that in turn will then cause other problems. And one of them is hair loss, because if we're not being able to absorb iron or calcium or magnesium, these nutrients that are so important for our hair, if we're not able to break down the protein and then help our protein breakdown products get absorbed into our circulation, then our hair is going to not be very happy, and we will have hair loss for that reason. That's one of the symptoms of the gastropause, of the low stomach acid.
Well, I'm not malnutrition.
Well, I think the word malnutrition, when Dr. Wright talks about that, it's not malnutritioned like we think of somebody who isn't eating enough. It's people who are still eating plenty, and even people can be overweight and still being malnutritioned. So it's more deficiencies of nutrients that he's referring to.
Well, if I went to my doctor, could I get a stomach acid test?
If you went to an allopathic doctor, likely they wouldn't do that. If you went to the Tahoma Clinic, we have what's called a Heidelberg test that will check for stomach acid production. And then some providers who don't have access to that will also do what's just called a challenge with hydrochloric acid. But typically, again, it's not the allopathic doctors that would do that. It would be more the naturopathic or functional medicine doctors that would do that.
I do take magnesium.
Okay.
And I take calcium.
Okay.
And a multiple vitamin and biotin.
Good. Okay, so those are all things that are great for hair. I love people taking biotin. Definitely want them to take calcium and magnesium. I do a blood draw to check for thyroid and iron deficiencies. Those are extremely important to analyze and then check for absorption.
Well, I did have a thyroid test and that was fine.
Okay.
Normally, good. I mean, I seem to be in great health. Okay. I'm 80.
Good.
I find it hard to believe because
I am really thankful that you called today, Anne, to share this with us, and so that other people know what options there are too to look at for the hair loss and for that itching that you mentioned too. So we are at the end of our show today, and I appreciate, again, like I said earlier, all of your calls and your listening. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we look forward to having you listen in on the next Saturday shows. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.